survey, Donald Trump leads Biden in head-to-head matchup, plus 9 with independents. By Hannah Blow on March 27, 2023. Former President Donald Trump is leading President Joe Biden in a head-to-head matchup, including among independent voters, a recent Harvard-Harris survey found. The survey asked respondents, if the 2024 election for president were held today and it was between Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, who would you vote for? This month, 45% said they would vote for Trump, compared to 41% who said they would support Biden. Another 14% remain unsure. Predictably, most Democrats, 76%, support Biden, while 79% of Republicans support Trump. However, Trump holds a 9-point edge among independent voters, 42% to Biden's 33%. The same survey showed Trump leading Vice President Kamala Harris by even more, 10 percentage points. Additionally, the survey examined respondents' feelings on if Biden should run for president in 2024. Across the board, 60% said no, he should not run for a second term, but 40% support another bid. Despite these sentiments, 60% of Democrats and independents believe Biden will win the Democrat primary for president. However, the 40% of voters who said Biden will lose are scattered in their opinions on who would get the nomination. 9% said Harris, followed by another 9% who said Senator Bernie Sanders, 6% who said twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, 5% who said Senator Elizabeth Warren, and 4% who said both Governor Gavin Newsom and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Overall, 39% remain unsure. The survey was taken March 22-23, 2023, among 2,905 registered voters. Unlike Trump, Biden has yet to announce a 2024 presidential bid. But his wife, First Lady Jill Biden, has hinted that it is forthcoming. When asked if there was a chance her husband would not seek re-election, Biden replied, "Not in my book." A recent survey from The Economist/YouGov found that 56% stated that they do not want Biden to run for re-election. Further, over one-third of Biden 2020 voters feel that way as well.